Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends, Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove. This Friday, new records from My Morning Jacket, The Grateful Dead, Bryan Adams, Eugene Merman, and more. So come down, pick up some new records, 10% off any purchase. And they'll have complimentary beer from Four Hands Brewery. Live in stores on Saturdays and Sundays. Next one will be November 1st, Search Parties. So come check them out. Also, mark your calendar. The next Rock Paper Podcast showcase will be November 28th, 2 to 4 p.m. with Connor Lau and Hands and Feet. So that'll be a fun afternoon. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Hey, this is Denver Wade Trent, and you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Shane will drive to your house and bring you brownies and talk for
Tell me why.
It's nothing but a podcast.
Tell me why.
We're making this for you.
Tell me why.
All you gotta do is download Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey. What's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Welcome back, Denver Wade Trent.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Shane. Been a minute.
Yeah. So I was looking, and It was episode 4.
See, I thought I was 1. Damn it.
No, the one was the very first episode me and Chris recorded, just the two of us. In his basement. So that was episode 1. That's where it all began.
That's where it all began. Yeah.
But yeah.
So was our 4th episode before? Did we do the Ninja Turtles before, or we do that after?
That was after. Yeah, it was because we did like a special Ninja Turtles edition movie review in the parking lot, and I don't know. We were a couple of, 20 or something episodes in.
Something still like got that. My mask.
Yeah, I mean, I've got them all, man. That was a great night, man. So if anybody doesn't know, me, Wade, and Chris all went to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie when it came out last year. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just the three of us pretty much in the movie theater.
Was.
And they gave away masks when we got with our tickets. So each of us got a different mask. And
was you Leonardo?
I think
you were blue or purple.
Yeah, Leonardo. I believe I was blue. Yeah. You were Raphael, red. And Chris was Michelangelo, orange.
How's he doing?
So. He's good, man. I haven't talked to him in a bit. I texted him a while back just to, text him about something. Oh, I hit 1,000 likes on Facebook, and
congratulations.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean. My apartment reeks of rich mahogany.
Yeah, right.
But I sent him a screenshot of it, and I said, "Hey, man, we hit 1,000," and he's like, so we talked about that a bit. But I think the last time I actually saw him, I invited him back for the 100th episode, and just to kind of celebrate the milestone with him and stuff. So, so he's doing good. He's just taking care of babies and working and. Mm. Living the dream.
Well, tell him I said what's up next time you see him.
Yeah.
It's been since then, since I've talked to him.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun night, man. It was a really good time.
It was a good time. I needed that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was fun. That was one of the, like one of the first times we actually got to hang out socially and not at one of your gigs or block party or, other various things where you're playing. It was fun to just to hang out and watch a movie, and
I needed it. I told you I needed it, man. Just like now. We're chilling, man.
This is fun. I'm glad it's kind of cool getting back now we're starting to over 100 and stuff, and I'm starting to invite a couple of people come back. I just did a second one with Connor Lau.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen it.
A second one with Matt Wynn, and so it's been fun just to kind of come back and catch up after a year with some of my favorites. And so I was like, I wonder what Wade's up to these days.
I'm glad you asked, man. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I don't really have a whole lot prepared. I figure we'll just hang out and catch up. And
hey, I'm better on the whim.
Yeah,
I don't do good on. Clam up when I'm supposed to follow certain orders. I don't do it very well.
Yeah, but I did. I did want to say, and I've anybody that's been coming back on, I've brought it up. So forgive me if you've been listening and I and you've heard all of us, but I want to say thank you for doing that 1 year anniversary party over the summer. I appreciate you coming out and doing that. And,
very welcome. Yeah. That was cool, man. Yeah. That was. I wouldn't say expect or what, but there was a lot of awesome talent, man. And
yeah.
Everybody was so friendly. That was really cool.
Yeah, I was thrilled to...
Proud of you, man.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Proud of you. I was thrilled to put together that lineup that I was able to, get all those guys. And it came off without a hitch, man. We had a real good time. Everybody seemed to really dig the... various talent that was there, a lot of variety and hot dog buffet, man.
Hot dog buffet.
Yeah. I downed like at least probably, I think I did like 3 hot dogs that day, man. It was, I'm not proud of that, but it was delicious though.
Yeah, because there's I remember when I was doing the Talk SDL thing for a minute and they, and when we first met, we were talking, and you were adding the idea about doing the podcast, and we were talking about doing it the right way and doing it for the right reasons, and you're doing it, man. That's a lot to be said. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. Trying to make something cool happen here, and it's been a lot of fun, man. Just to hang out with buddies like you, and just talk music and whatever else comes up.
You get to go sit with Cabo tomorrow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I hung out with shamans at the block party.
Yep.
I figured out it's a lot less creepy to ask people to hang out for an hour when you got a show. If you're just like, hey, you want to hang out and talk? And
hey,
like,
I got a room.
All right.
You want to come talk for a minute? Yeah.
But you bring a microphone, it makes it a little more legit. Yep. But yeah, man, I'm just riding the wave. I'm having a blast doing this show, and people seem to be responding, and I'm getting more and more followers all the time. So it's fun to start kind of finding my own path, and people are joining me for the adventure. So
absolutely,
it's cool, man.
And we're in the same boat,
buddy. Yeah, for sure, man. So Wade is. He's got some shows coming up. If you want to come see him in your neighborhood, he's playing Barrel Bar, and that's in O'Fallon.
Yep, and Bryan Road.
Yeah, Bryan Road. That's on the 21st. And then Rendezvous, October 22nd. Rendezvous over on Highway K in O'Fallon.
Kind of by McGurk's. McGurk's is pretty popular. It's right across the street.
Right. And then Rec House. And that's Cottleville, right?
That is in Cottleville.
Cottleville area.
Beautiful one.
And really great place.
Awesome people.
And that's on the Saturday the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never seen Wade play yet, come out, check him out. He'll sing you a song or two.
Absolutely.
I was scrolling through my Facebook today.
Okay. Here we go.
And,
let's get it, Shane. Let's do this.
My buddy shared an article that made me laugh, and I thought I'd share it with you.
Okay.
But this the article was about a guy who's going around at night in his neighborhood, and he's pimping people's cars with cardboard. So, like, he's putting, like, spoilers and, like, ground effects and stuff on everybody's cars with cardboard and just, like, you know, I don't know, taping it on their car or whatever it is, but...
Can you come do mine?
Yeah.
I need it.
You need your car pimped?
Yep, I need to pimp my car, right. Please.
But I was like, that's just a genius idea, man. Like, this guy's, it's funny, man.
And they didn't know who it is?
I don't know if they've caught him or not, but yeah, there were some pictures of, like, of him. Like,
I mean, is this like, hey, I'm going to throw some stuff on it, or is he, like, is he going all out?
Oh, it's full out, man. Like, let me, I'll pull it up right now. I'll show you. It's, it was, quite entertaining, though. It was just,
See, I need a new hood.
Yeah, get you a nice spoiler on
right
there.
Does he do wheels?
Yeah.
Need new tires.
Yo, new man. Tires. Yo, this X to the Z. I'm about to pimp your ride. But yeah, I don't know. Man, I miss that show, though. I used to watch a lot of...
I never did get into that.
Yeah. It was just the most ridiculous stuff. You know, it wasn't like they actually... I mean, they did make some cool cars.
Right.
But it was more like the fact, like... Yo, man, we heard you like movies, so we put a movie theater in your back seat.
You got
a popcorn machine in your trunk, and we got the PlayStation 2 here, and, like, you know, just like...
Because you want to be gaming when you're driving down the road.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. It's like, you know, it doesn't... The stuff, yeah, here you go.
Okay, see, now that's way better than what I was thinking in my head.
All right.
That's legit.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's got the hood scoop here. We got, I mean, he hooked it up. So
nice.
So maybe you can give him a call.
He needs to.
Yeah.
He needs to be rewarded for that.
Right. I love that he takes pictures of his work too. Like, yeah, that's like, that's my masterpiece.
You don't want to use your car for right? I'm gonna use your. Don't mind me. I'm in your garage.
I also. Scrolling through Facebook, and another article caught my eye today that it said Playboy by March 2016 is no longer going to have naked women in their magazine. So
what's it going to be?
Just the articles, I guess. I think they're still going to have women in seductive poses and stuff. They essentially are probably like Maxim. So
it's lost its sting anyway.
Yeah.
With the access that we got.
Well, yeah.
It's but boring. Still,
but even
Playboy's
that,
boring.
Well, even that, but like Playboy's been what it is for
me.
Playboy's been around like forever though, man. Like you know,
I remember going to my grandpa's and in his backyard he had like 7 Volkswagens that didn't run. And he had all kinds of junk back there, but and through all that was, you got to the old cellar, and I remember in his cellar he had like 10 old 60s.
Yeah,
and we'd all take turns, you know,
sure.
not looking at him. That's all we did. That came out wrong. Maybe that's why I'm all fucked up.
I mean, I don't know. I think everybody's got that, though. Like, man, like, because, you know, what's even, Wasn't in Sandlot even, like, they didn't show anything, but weren't they, like, looking at some nudie magazine? I think it was Sandlot. One of the, something, you know, there's...
That's got to be in every dude's awesome early childhood memories when they first, sure. when I first found, first seen the porn mag.
found dad's stash.
Man, somewhere. That doesn't look as as glamorous as they told me it would be. The thing looks beat up.
but I don't know. Do you think women have that same thing? I mean, obviously. I don't know. I'm sure there's something similar like that, but I just don't imagine.
We're visual. Yeah. Dudes are visual. So, you know.
Right.
Give me a picture of some stuff. And we're way curious way before they were, you know.
Yeah.
They're more normal than we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of problems.
Yeah, lots of problems.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I just, you know, not even the fact that like Playboy has, like, you know, naked photos and stuff, but the fact that, like, just the sense of almost like Americana, man. You know, the fact that that magazine, you know. I went to a thrift store kind of shop or whatever, and, you know, all those old magazines are in there. Like, they were selling them, like, for a dime a piece or whatever it was. I don't know. I mean, but...
They're collectible.
But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, these, you know, those magazines, people were still, you know,
collecting. When was the first one out, you know?
Yeah, I don't even... It's, like I said, it was...
The Bush days.
It's got to at least be 50 years or something, man. I don't know exactly how long, but...
Back when they didn't even shave their legs. Look at her, fro.
All right. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Just, it's kind of crazy to think about, like, that they're, you know, we're going to have a new generation of kids that aren't going to relate to the, you know, having
they're going straight to Pornhub.
Yeah, right.
They're not seeing nipples, they're seeing
sure
nasties. Getting dirty.
Yeah, man. Crazy stuff out there. But yeah, so I don't know. What you wanna play one, man?
Sure.
We were talking about this guitar. You told me a little bit of your You brought a different guitar with you this time. So, what was that? What
were you want the story?
Yeah, let's tell.
This guitar was 94, so I was 13. And my dad, one day, man, he was like, hey, let's go up to Dwayne's music store in Troy. And my dad plays a little bit. He didn't play out. But I remember going, awesome. And went with him. We rode up. He bought a guitar and an amp. Big old PV amp. Anyway, he bought this guitar, and of course, he gets it home, and then I'm the one who plays it. He hardly played it, and because I didn't really have. This is the nicest guitar I've had. You know, everything else is under par, or warped, or
right.
You know, 5 feet from the frets. You got to jump on the strings to make it. You know, but so I played it, and then. Of course, got out of high school, got into partying, and I took it with me when I didn't play out like I do now, but I played for people, you know, and left it in the heat, in the car, treated it like crap, and,
yeah.
Anyway, so, when I started playing out, I saved up some money, and was like, okay, my goal was to get this guitar fixed, because it plays really well to me. It's I've played some really high end guitars, and it just fits me. It always has. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna fix it, and if I'm not gonna play, at least give it back to my dad working, you know. I'm gonna give it back to him. And so I sent it off, and I had a guy, everything on here is new electronics, new everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gone for a long time, and I finally got it back, and I went to play it, and it wouldn't stay in tune. It was still pretty jacked up. And So I took it back up and I was talking to him, and he's like, man, if it's he's like, we've really done what we can do, you know, I think it's just you treat it like crap for too long. So I took it with me and I moved down to St. Charles and I had it hanging on the wall as a wall mount, and got into a pinch after a couple months of it being in my apartment, and I took it out and played it, and it was in tune, man, and I've been playing it for about a month and a half, and very happy. Yep.
That's cool, man.
So I got my guitar back.
Yeah, man. What is that? What brand?
It's an Alvarez.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks good. I like the color.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
What song you want, Shane?
Shoot, I don't know. Man, I like them all, man. I really enjoy your song selection and stuff. You do a fine job of kind of blending a lot of rock and country from, you know, what I like to listen to. And
yeah.
So, but I like how you play some Seether.
Okay.
If you want to do one of them, maybe.
Yep, I'll do. How many songs are you gonna let me do today? What are we gonna do?
Whatever you want to do, man.
Okay, I want to start with this one.
I like it all. So if you want to play a bunch, we'll play them.
Well, Olivia is taken. See you look like her from time to time. Well, Olivia is taken. You can see you look like her from time to time. I'm thinking something like Olivia is what I need to find.
Yeah.
Mayor for you, bud.
Yeah. It's pretty good. That man, that you ever get to catch Stephen Woolley play? You know him?
No, I don't. No? Heard of though.
Yeah. Man, that guy he's been on the show. He nails those John Mayer songs, man. That guy I obviously a big fan, so he pulls them off really. His voice it lends to it very well, and his guitar playing. But it's a lot of fun to watch him play those. I had him on the show. I think he did Queen of California, and that was a lot of fun to. But yeah, slow dancing in a burning room and stuff. I like a lot of that stuff. A lot more is like bluesier stuff, and
yeah, me too.
Especially that trio record he put out. That awesome. That was really good.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I don't really get into too much of the poppier Daughters and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, some of that kind of Bodies of Wonderland and things. Not as much on those. But
oh, come on, Shane.
Yeah, I mean your Bodies of Wonderland, but.
Oh my!
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Hey
now!
Hey now! Hey
now!
Sorry, I'm not. All right, there's no candy. I don't have any candy to eat.
Yeah, sorry. I need to get you some jelly beans. Yeah, I thought that was funny on that picture. Emily wrote that because I'm glad somebody listened and remembered that from the first last time you were on the show. You were on the show before, but then Miller, I invited you over to hang out that night with Steve Poggi was over here.
That's right.
Yeah.
You, I sat in on
you
that.
Were my co-host for the evening.
I just sat and listened.
Sat and giggled.
And giggled. He was funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Yeah, it was some good stories.
Good story. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a fun night, too.
You go back to California?
Jeez, man. Yeah, he's in town right now, actually. He was just doing some shows this last weekend and stuff, so I don't know if he's left town yet. But yeah, he was just here, so I didn't get to see him, but saw him on Facebook promoting some shows in town and things. But yeah, man. You were telling me a little bit about your plans for the weekend. You want to share that story about the wedding? Come on.
I think that'd be okay.
Yeah,
I think it'd be. We're doing. I won't say her name.
Yeah.
How about that? There's a lady, kid. She's 17. She's got cancer, and it's bad. It's in her bloodstream, and Big Dave. He's a lifelong friend of mine, tattoo artist at the Ink Spot, has been involved with her here lately, past couple months, and he's done some really incredible things. A lot of incredible people involved that are making a lot of her wishes come true before cancer gets the best of. And one of her things that she was wanting to do was get married. And so Sunday, me and Dave's got his license.
He's an officiant.
He can do the marrying, and I'm gonna play for her in the ceremony, and it's probably one of the coolest things I'm gonna get to be a part of.
Yeah, man, that's an incredible opportunity, I think that's awesome that you guys are opening up your hearts doing whatever you guys can to provide quality of life, whatever you guys can do.
There was something, man. You know, I've played. I've got some really cool things coming up, and I've played some really cool places and been a part of a lot of really cool things. And just 2 weeks ago, I was a part of a guy whose mom passed away from cancer, and they ended up moving the wedding up than expected for his mother to see, and she ended up, it was a Tuesday she passed, and the wedding was on that Saturday, and that was the promise to keep it, you know. So anyway, did the wedding and hung out, and it was a very, it's hard to put, and I'm not good with words either, but they were still, it was a grieving celebration. It was a really special thing. It was a very small, anyway, that was awesome. We got done. I didn't even play. They wanted me to play, and everybody was talking and sharing stories, so I didn't even play, and I was even going to play music, and I even, that was at a very minimal, and I was cool with that. You know, it was part of it, and I was getting ready to leave, was there all day, and I was getting ready to leave, and he, the son, the groom, was, he's a great buddy of mine, and he was like, will you do me a song, play me a song or something? So we went out, and they had a really nice lawn at this place. They had the reception, and we go out on the lawn, and there's a little tent, and we sat in the tent, and I'm thinking, all right, alcohol's involved. He's just wanting to jam, you know. But I played, and it was such a cool thing to see that you seen. And I didn't know it meant that much, you know. You just never know what music. I know what it's done for me, and that's powerful. But you don't know what it does to other people, and right. You can see his shoulders move, breathe. And it was awesome. And we ended up sitting there for about 2.5 hours. And it was the medicine that was helping him, man. And
yeah, man.
It was great. It was like 2 a.m. and we cried and laughed and yelled and did everything. But it was, it's usually, I get wrapped up, and now that this is a job, it is my form of income, that I get wrapped up in, that it is a job when it's not that at all. You know, music's special, man. I've been given a chance to do it. Not only just to be able to do it, but a second chance to even have an opportunity to do it, and to see that's what it's for.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah, awesome. It's cool when music heals, man. It's how much of an impact, you know, it can. You make the highs higher and the lows right. low. You know, like it's, you can find those right songs that get you to cry every time or whatever.
But they say that music is emotion. Music is how emotions sound.
Right. But yeah, it's awesome that especially for a guy like yourself playing and to be a part of that and watch.
I get wrapped up in it all the time. I get it wrapped up in my own head all the time. I get the honor to do weddings, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, you know, a lot of pressure, and I'm an anxious dude anyway, and I'm get shy, and
sure.
I get all wrapped up in that, and then I end up doing the ceremony, and it's special, and you're like, what?
Well, when you mentioned that, I forgot, not that I forgot it, but since your first appearance on the show, you also played my wedding,
so, right?
Right, which was September 13th.
Then Brad Paisley for you.
Yeah. So thank you for that also.
Very welcome. Nervous.
Surprised
I didn't fall off the stool. I was like, I get all worked up.
Yeah. Man.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think about it that way. You know, I think of it like that, you know, you've done so many shows, so many gigs and stuff. It just should, kind of second nature almost.
I wish,
but yeah, that's still. I get totally. I mean, even even for myself, it's nerve wracking just to be up there in front of people, and
it's weird. It's the weirdest thing because it's like, I mean, when I first started, dude, there was times I couldn't finish. I got that whacked out, and then over time, and for whoever's listening, whatever. My life's changed and I had a rough past, but it's like my comfort zone, and it's like the safest place in the world for me, but it's the most terrifying at the same time. It's a weird, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I even doing this show, like, this is the only, like, performing or whatever I've done. You know, I've never played guitar, I've never sang out or do any of that, but I've had to do, I've done this show, like, you know, just even at that, mentioned recording with Shaman's Harvest at the block party, there was a crowd there. You know, we were in that like back area VIP whatever building, and you know, there's people coming in and out and stuff, but I'm having to, you know, try to maintain the show and run an interview where it's people coming and going and right. stuff, and then, like, you know, it is kind of, it is nervous and things, but you know, so this, I definitely relate to having to, you know, kind of fight through it sometimes, fight through the nerves, trying to keep cool and stuff, mm-hmm. And make something, make, you know, stay with the moment and stuff like that. But
right.
But yeah, man, that was fun. I'm glad you were a part of that day. I don't know, that wedding was a lot of fun. It was
it's a very awesome wedding. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we everything went up just as we planned, man. Yeah. It was cool. Like, and to have you got, you know, you a part of it, and then, Will and Lance playing for, I actually never got to watch them play, so but everybody told me they loved it, so, like, hopefully, so that was good. But yeah, I wish I could have watched them play for a little while too, but yeah, no, it was awesome. I'm glad we, and somebody got pictures of, you know, of you and you playing and me dancing, so, and me and Stacy dancing, and, so I'm glad, those memories will be there forever.
Yep. But yeah, I won't forget it.
Yeah.
Married man.
Yeah, man. It's pretty wild. I don't know. I was actually just listening to Nerdist podcast, and they were just those guys talking, and I don't know if you ever get a chance to listen to that, but Chris Hardwick's one of the hosts of the show, and he's getting ready to get married. He's engaged, and he was kind of telling the story about how he, you know, came about proposing and all this stuff, and how getting to that point. And I could relate a lot to it because I kind of went through a similar kind of thing where what he was describing, but he was talking about, like, you know, he's been with his girlfriend for a long time, and that, you know, he said something, I guess he was kind of thinking about it, and then he was talked to her mother, and he was kind of saying how we were, you know, him being his career and everything, he was kind of waiting for, but, and she has a professional career and everything too, and kind of waiting for a window and where they could do it, you know, where both of their careers lended it, and they were he was saying how he was talking to her mother, and she said, well, you know, why don't you just do it, if you're gonna do it, just do it. And and he's like, you know what, you're right. So, like, he just, you know, they didn't worry about all that, and he went and, you know, made plans and proposed and all this stuff. And that was kind of like where I didn't really think about for the longest time about getting married, you know. It was like, it was just like we were having fun, me and Stacy being together and stuff, and then then, you know, I was like, kept thinking, like, oh, you know, I'm not, wasn't really nothing, no big rush to get married, you know, even all my, I had a bunch of other friends that were getting married and all this stuff, right. And but I was like, you know,
what, you have a girlfriend, Shane.
Yeah. but that's kind of what it was for me, man. It's like, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well just do it, and you know, get it. So I went and proposed and did it, and we were already together 5.5 years, so it's
right.
We knew who each other were and stuff. It was wasn't like we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but
right.
But yeah, yeah, man. So we need to do like a dating game on this episode or something.
We do. Let's see. So, you just that's a whole new episode.
So, ladies, call in. Right.
I'll pay you.
Yeah, the phones are lighting up.
Put it on hold. Put it on my tab.
But yeah. Well, you know, it's probably pretty tough. I mean, you're I mean, not that it's impossible, but you you play a lot. You're working all the time and stuff.
Yeah, I'm working all, and it's misleading. People stereotype the musicians as a certain type, and
yeah,
you don't even get a chance really a lot of times to even get to know somebody than when they
sure.
think you're in it for the wrong reasons, you know. So that part is kind of tough,
right?
But
yeah, and then you know, yeah, I don't know. I was listening to Stern's show, and it was best of repeats going on, and it was an interview with Imagine Dragons, and he was talking to the lead singer of the band, and he, you know, he's in the band, and the band's, you know, hot right now, and his wife was in a band also, and I think he said they have two kids at home and stuff, but she, you know, she's pretty much kind of put her career on hold for the, you know, to raise the babies and stuff while he's out doing this thing. And it's like, but he described, like, you know, it's, he's not home very much, you know, he's mm-hmm. on the road a lot, and like, so he's missed a lot of his kids growing up and things. And it's just like, I don't know, I just imagine, like, you know, obviously, you know, you're bouncing around here, but just the fact of like being a musician and trying to, you know, be, you know, date, and especially at that level, or raise a family and stuff, and it's crazy to think mm-hmm. of, like, you know, it's just very difficult. And,
yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
I mean, just any relationships are difficult.
There's a lot of trust that's going to be, you know what I mean? It's,
right. But yeah, it's a lot of work, man. It's you know, I mean, it's just like anything else. You know, you have to. You know, to work together to make everything work. And
yeah.
So.
True story.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But yeah. Hey, man, I'm growing up a little bit. You know, I'm 30 now.
Right. Bam! I'm
starting to learn some shit.
That boy.
That's what I'm trying to share my knowledge with the world.
Yes. Man. This is Shane 101, baby. Hold on, let me get a piece of paper.
Yeah, right.
Let me write this down.
Let me give you some notes. But no, I mean, it'll happen. I went for a long time where, you know, I was always the, you know, the friend. You know, I was always we were two good friends to date and stuff, that kind of thing. And it was, took a long time to find the one, you know, that mm-hmm. was interested in giving me a shot.
Give me a shot.
Yeah.
Your tryout period was...
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's been a lot of fun, though. It's exciting. But yeah, enough about me. What else you got to play? What else would you like to play?
Here, this is a... You said something when I got up here about doing... some cedar, and I haven't done this song in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'll probably get the words wrong.
I love cedar. I've been lucky enough to see him a couple times. I saw him at Pops with Sick Puppies and King one night, and that was a damn good show. And I saw him at Point Fest a while back, and I loved that, you know, they played electric most set, but then like in the middle they stripped it down, and like Sean went and sat at the front of the stage, and they played I know they played Broken, but they might have played another one too, but it was just the fact that you're in an amphitheater, and they still made it feel like a small club, you know. It was like, that's what I thought was really cool, like when you just sitting on the stage with stools like that, and like it was just a really neat moment. But I love that.
Right.
Cedar can go back and forth between them. You know, they can rock you, and then they can strip it down. And
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him. All of them. That's a three-piece band. That's badass.
But that's what was cool about that Sick Puppies and King show, because it was the Triple Threat tour. And so all three bands were three-piece bands. And so I thought that was interesting that they put that tour together like that and stuff. So, I guess Sick Puppies are no more now.
Yep, they split.
So,
they were good too.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun to watch. But I guess Shem had some issues or something going on or something along those lines. I think they were talking about doing the band without him, but I don't know how that would work.
I don't know, right? That'd have been some seriously deep issues if you want to move on from him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was awesome.
Sure, yeah, good front man. But yeah, I have a Sea of Their shirt with Sean on the cover with a flipping the bird.
Nice.
And it's it says for a Q on it, and I don't ever get to wear it, but to Point Fest and stuff, whatever, rock shows, it's hard to can't exactly walk around Walmart where with that shirt. I mean,
I've got one that's got a middle finger up, and the next one's pointing at you, so
yeah,
gotta wear it slick places.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure at Walmart I could probably get away with it. There's people dressed way worse.
You can get away with anything at Walmart.
Yeah.
There's people going there naked, Shane.
Yeah, and people wouldn't even notice.
Nope. They'd be... Walmart.
Yeah. But yeah, what's... All
right, dude, this actually, I got to tell a little story about this one. This one, I remember, this also includes Big Dave. I remember I worked for him he managed at Valvoline. And I remember I worked for him, and he's always believed in me, man. He's a big reason why I do this. And but he always told me, he's like, technology's come a long way, but then it was, you get those digital handheld, he's like, get one of those and walk around with one, and when you get some ideas or something, you can record it and you'll have it, blah blah. Anyway, so I got one. And I remember I went home, I was at my parents', I was in the garage, scared to death to record because I hate hearing myself, no matter what kind of studio equipment you got, I hate it.
Yeah.
And I was in the garage and I actually recorded this song that I'm getting ready to play, and I remember I took it to him. It was early morning. I went over. He was staying with his sisters. I don't know if he's going to listen to this or not, but bring a good memory. I ran down stairs, and he was still in bed. I woke him up, and I'm like, listen. And I played it, and we had a moment, and I was like, yeah. And I sounded like complete dog shit, I'm sure. But I, for what I went through, when I got sober, my first place I had on my own, I was out in Warrenton at a trailer, and I started playing again. And I had one of those nights, man. I found that recording of, and was like, oh, but it's special. It was one of the first songs that I've recorded, and it's called A Gift. To feel relief, like I never wanted anything. I suppose I'll let this go, find a reason I'll hold on to. I'm so ashamed of. I'm out of reason to believe in me. I'm out of trying to get by. I'm so afraid of. I'm so face myself when I look up and look inside a mirror. I'm so ashamed of the thing. I suppose I'll let it go, so I have something more to say for me. I'm so afraid of defeat. I'm out of reason to believe in me. I'm out of trying to defy. I'm so afraid of this gift you gave me. Like I matter to the one I need. I'm so afraid of this gift you gave me. I don't belong here and I'm not aware.
I love that stuff, man. They're great.
They're awesome. There's quite a few Seether tunes I know. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I think I've seen you do Remedy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Remedy. I do Broken.
Do you do Gasoline? You do that one?
I forgot about Gasoline.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I remember when that first came out, I was like, tough. That's a tough one.
That, even the newer stuff, too, like Country Song's pretty good. That's,
yeah. They're very good at, how do I say, they've been around a long time, and it's not like a, like Nickelback's badass, but they... Same, you know. Right. Seether's really good about being creative with.
Sure, they're always what they pull evolving out. And stuff.
They are.
Yeah.
They always.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, there was you're talking about Dave and what was this? You did that song.
Ooh, early morning phone call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What there's a. I guess that has a lot of personal connection with, mm-hmm. with you two.
Yeah, that's just a. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they don't write. That's just one of those that I remember. I was big with the Nixons, and when I first started putting acoustic stuff together, Sister, one of their biggest ones, I was a big fan of, and I put that in my set list. Well, Zach Malloy, I'm a huge Zach Malloy fan, and he's really done a lot for a lot of people. He's written a lot of good stuff. So I got curious, and I was like, oh, follow him. And I went and checked out, because I have Nixons, and then they fell off. And seen some of his solo stuff, and some of it really wasn't that good. I mean, I'm a fan of him, but I found a song, and I can't remember what back when you could, I forgot what site it was, but you could download pirate songs. And I remember I ran across a lot of acoustic stuff. That's when I first found Aaron Lewis's Black. There was a lot of the Pearl Jam stuff that I do now. But anyway, he had a... I came across it. It wasn't like I got an album and was like, oh, check it out. I accidentally come across this early morning phone call, and it was awesome. And back then, it just sounded good, and I didn't know what it meant. And it was just a song that I learned, and I only had a handful of songs that I knew, and I was always playing for Dave. And I played it, and he listened to it, and it struck him. Mm-hmm. And it was just it was a song that I told Dave if I ever got any airtime, I would play that. And I accidentally ended up getting some airtime on Talk STL, and that song means a lot to Tom. Mm-hmm. And it formed a really good bond. It opened up a good friendship with Tom, and it's just a good,
yeah,
good tune, man.
Yeah, I remember, I guess it was two Ink Spot block mm-hmm. parties ago or something like that. You performed it, and Dave was sitting there, and he had to leave because he was
mm-hmm.
it getting emotional. Yep. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's...
You want it?
If you feel like playing, man, I'll always... I won't turn down a song.
Won't turn it down.
But yeah, man, that's... you know, it's just... I think Dave, me and Dave relate a lot with that. Like, we both like Will Hogue a lot, and we have Run and Dearman, all those shows. And but I think we're both have a similarity there with the song lyrics and stuff. We connect a lot to the lyrics and things.
He's a great writer.
Yeah, but yeah, and I know some people songs more sonically, you know, like hearing melodies and things, but. For me, a lot of times the lyrics stick out to me. So,
what was it? I seen a thing. It's simple, but I seen something on Facebook too. George Jones quote said, "When you're happy, you hear the music. When you're sad, you understand the lyrics."
Mm. Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know. I'm not really sad, but
right.
but I get what he's saying, though. Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, he writes it well. I'm pretty much all those George Jones songs are either heartbreak or drinking songs.
Yep. That was yeah, it, man.
Sure. Three chords and the truth, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right,
buddy.
So what's this is early morning phone call.
Early morning phone call in December got my attention. The call to tell me you have gone. The strength of all my hopes and inspiration. You were the music in my song. Sometimes what doesn't seem so fair. You're in a better place where angels' wings caress to staring with you for a while. I'm walking through a doorway to tomorrow. More like a running, some running out of time. Sometimes what doesn't seem so fair, that's what makes us aware. Oh, yeah. Now you're smiling, now you're seeing. I know that you're in a better place, where angels wait to rush you up. I still. Early morning phone call in December, they got my attention. They called to tell me you've gone. Now you're smiling, I know you're singing. I know that you're in a better place, where angels wings can rest you above.
I was thinking when you were talking about acoustic that have you heard Chris Cornell's Live in Sweden Unplugged record?
No, but I did see his version of Sinead O'Connor's.
Well, that was Prince.
Well, he did. Did you see the one with Nothing Else, Nothing Compares to You?
Yeah, well, that's was originally Prince.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right. Yeah. You're right.
But Sinead made it
popular.
Yeah, her right. Her version became a big hit. But it's originally the lyrics are written by Prince actually. So, but yeah, no, that was a cool arrangement he did with it. And
he's done a lot of cool covers.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, he'd Billie Jean and stuff like yep. That, like it's fun to. I mean, obviously, you're well aware of the originals, but like. For him to like make his own take on it, man, and like and bring it, make it his own. It's like it's really something cool that he's, mm-hmm. He has a gift for that kind of. You know, it becomes a Chris Cornell song after that. It's not a, you know,
right.
It's not a Michael Jackson song anymore and stuff. And it's like it's really neat. But yeah, man, definitely. If you're interested, go look up that record because it's one of the finest pieces of I've ever. Because he does, like, everything on there. He's got a Soundgarden, Audioslave, I think he does Billie Jean on there also. He does, like, Thank You from Led Zeppelin. And
I actually learned, I did his version, and I forgot it now, but I did it for a wedding. They wanted that song, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I happened to go through, I didn't know about, and I seen it, and I was like, oh, he yeah. saved me. Because yeah. I was like, there's a version I'll do.
Yeah. He does.
Is it Songbook? What album is it?
No, it's just called Live Sweden Unplugged.
Sweden.
Yeah, it's and just the recording quality of it's amazing too. Like it's just like a live bootleg recording kind of thing, but it's an incredible thing. What else? He also does Temple of the Dog on there too. He does a does one in their song, so it's cool that he.
It's gotta be.
You get a little bit of everything from his career.
It's got As Hope and Promise Fade, Scar on the Sky, Call Me a Dog, Ground Zero, mm-hmm. Can't Change Me, I'm the Highway, Thank You, Cleaning My Gun, Wide Awake.
Yeah. He,
that was live at the,
He's been on tour, but man, I looked at tickets and they're like $300 a piece or something stupid. And I was like, yeah, and he's playing like in Nashville, he's playing the Ryman and stuff. Like, he's playing smaller theaters, and it would have been something really cool, but like, I can't afford anything like that. Right. Like, I mean, maybe not quite $300, but they were expensive out of my league for that.
Yeah, like Eagles tickets.
Yeah. But, yeah, buddy, I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up.
Right on, brother.
It's been a lot of fun, man. I appreciate you coming out and playing.
Oh, thanks for being part of this, bud. It's awesome.
Always a pleasure.
I'm glad you're still doing it, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just like I said, it's all starting to snowball, man. So things are coming together, and cool opportunities are happening, and I feel like things are just getting started. So hopefully there'll be a lot more fun announcements to start making here soon.
Booyah.
But yeah. So catch Wade. Barrel Bar every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Rendezvous
every second and fourth Thursday of the month. Rack House is every fourth Saturday of the month. Shamrocks is every second Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
Crystal City Underground is the first Friday of every month.
I gotta come out to one of those, man. I still haven't got to see that.
Dude, I tell you what. Well, I did two Fridays ago. I played up there. And for me, it's one of the cool, best sounding places, but it's a cave, man.
Sure.
It's cold. It sucks.
Yeah.
After 3 hours, you know, and they got me there for four. So at the end of the night, it's bad.
Yeah.
See your breath, equipment's ball. But to go see that place, to visit, is awesome.
Right.
But two Fridays ago, who came down? Let me see it. Hold on a second. Let me see. There was a group of college kids that came up, and they were playing beer pong.
Oh, yeah.
And, but Chris Schaefer came up with his wife, and they actually, the people playing beer pong was like, I went up to introduce myself, because it's different. I'm playing for a little lobby, and you're just passing through. They tunnel you down. You sign in. And then you go. And you're just walking through. So usually I don't have a big crowd. Right. Usually. They came up. I went to introduce myself because they're playing beer pong right in front of me. And they were like, dude, they liked it. And they were like, hey, they give barge rides. There's a big lake inside. And they're like, if we pay you, would you come with us and bring your guitar? And I'm like, yeah. Because there wasn't anybody to play for. So Chris and his wife, and there was another couple that came up, and they, we ended up going out in this bar, and dude, and it was awesome. He shut the boat off. You're out in this big cave on the water, and on a big pontoon boat type of thing. And I ended up playing for a half hour for him, and it sounded awesome.
Yeah.
Everything echoing off the walls, and I'll probably start doing that. I'll probably start going out on the boat,
yeah,
and give the rides and playing for people.
Gotta come check that out.
It's a cool thing to check out. Yep,
sure. Yeah,
music page is my full name, Denver Wade Trent. There, I do post every Sunday where I'm going to be at that week. That's where you can see, or if you want to that's where I'll take messages and contact information. And I mean, I know what I'm playing in the future, but that'll be for the week coming up.
Yeah,
if you want to check it out. So.
Right on, yeah. Denver Wade Trent on Facebook.
Boom.
Bring your request.
Right.
Yeah.
I do it all.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing, Lady Gaga.
He does Dirty Dancing while playing Lady Gaga.
I do.
And then I think we talked about how last time, your first episode, and where you like to throw in your your dirty lyrics.
I've been blessed to rhyme perverted words.
Yeah, I do.
I can't remember lyrics, but I can rhyme.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah,
perverted.
Sure. Yeah, I have a very similar problem where I can't really come up with other, I make these song parody kind of things, but they're always something really dirty, and it's like, man, I can't do it otherwise. It always has to be something, you know.
Right.
But,
anyway. So there's usually something dirty going on in my head.
Stacey
all times of the day.
Stacey always yells at me. She's like, quit singing about poop and that good stuff. Like, so it's always, because that's usually where it goes. It's like,
no, mine's, mine's anal. So it's related.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, man, I get bigger, but I don't think I'll ever grow up. I think, I think I'm still going
to keep it fresh.
I'm still going to be a kid. That kid at heart.
I love it.
Yeah. Poop jokes make me laugh, man. So.
Hey.
Poop and farts. That's all I need, right? But yeah. All right, Wade. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Shane.
This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you, buddy.
So,
anytime.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
I did the chair creak. Yeah. I was good the whole time, and then I creaked the chair.
I think that's a good place to end it right there.
It is.
Shut up. All right.
See you guys.
All right. See you, Wade. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.